Who's this?
Hello, is this Peter?
Yeah, who is it?
Hey, Peter, this is Josh Baker from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Good, Josh. It's good. I need to save your name because the phone that I use recognized your number as potential spam.
Oh, no worries. You can
At
save the
some
number.
time, I will. I'll save it.
Sounds great. Is it a good time to call right now and have a word?
Yeah.
Sounds great, sounds great. So, Peter, I am one of the project managers who is going to be working on your project for the services that you have purchased, and I will be ensuring that all the services get delivered to you in a timely manner. So I just wanted to get on board with you and understand a bit about your book. So could you just give me an idea what the book is about and what was the whole idea behind this book?
Well, these are writings that my wife did in a memoirs class. And poetry she has generated, and some notes and miscellaneous comments. So there's probably 360 different Word files. Some of them are redundant. Some of them are, probably not worth considering. But they all need to be gone through and sorted. Now, when I send the files to you guys, there's been some initial. Are you going to be the one that's been doing the sorting?
My writing team is going to be working on this and is going to sort everything out.
Okay, Josh, why don't you take my email? Do you have that?
Yep, I do have your email. It's pgraham1946 at comcast.net. I have that.
Right, Josh. So why don't you send me an email with your contact information? And if there's contact information for the team, send that along as well.
Sure thing, sure thing. Sure, let me guide you further on this. We work on a portal that is called Teamwork. So we have our own portal that we use to communicate with the client so that it's easier to maintain records, as at times the email may get missed out as well. So I have sent you an invitation to that portal as well, and I'm going to be walking you through that portal as well. So do you have access to your email right now so that I can help you out with that and walk you through?
Okay, I've got this Teamwork email. Is that the one you sent?
Yep, that is correct. So you might have received two
Says book
emails.
cover. So which one do you want me to download?
So the first email that you have received, which says Josh Baker and the Creative Design Agency, which is basically inviting you to join the portal, you would need to use that email. You need to click on that email, and there will be an option which says to get started. Do you see that?
Well, I've got Creative Design Agency. Write your reply above this line. It's got
In
some.
that. And this is going to be the second email, I believe. There's going to be another email which I sent just a minute or two before this email. And that email will have an option which would be sending you an invite and will give you an option to get
Okay,
started.
here's you've been added. That so
Yep.
get started. That's what you want me to click on.
You got it. So you just need to click on Get Started.
Okay, so we're getting started.
Yep, it will
Log
read
in
out
then.
you to a window, and from there you will be asked to create a password. You just need to create a one-time password over here.
Sure. Hold on, we got several things going on at once.
Sure,
So
sure, sure.
say again what you just said.
Sure. So once you click on this, Get Started, it is going to route you to a window which is going to ask you to create a password. So kindly create a password and let me know once you're in, logged in.
Okay, hold on. How come I'm not getting it? It's not help. Let me. I need other options here.
Sure, I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to create a password. Let's see what it requires. 8 characters, at least 2 numbers, and one letter, whatever that means. I think I got it right. We'll see. Save password. Hold on. Let me make sure I get the password of my keychain here to make sure I don't forget it.
Sure. I'm here.
New password, I have a secure note. This is Penguin. Penguin, and password is? Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Sounds great. So you're logged in, you will be able to see a list, multiple list of options, which would say home, my projects. Do you see all those options on your end once you're logged in?
Yes. Quick add, home, search, jump to, project.
Awesome. So you need to click on projects, and once you click on projects, you'll be able to navigate an option which would say inbox or messages. Do you see that?
What am I looking for?
Sure. You need to look for an option which says inbox or messages. It's going to be in the home option or the project option.
Well, in the home, let me look at the home.
Sure.
What am I looking for?
The inbox option or the messages option, either of the two.
Okay, it's in inbox.
Yep, awesome.
There.
Sounds great. There you will be able to see my message which says welcome on board. And once you click on that, you'll be able to read the whole message. Do you see that?
Yep.
Awesome. Sounds great. So this is basically how we will be communicating with each other. I will be sending you messages on the same portal. You would be getting a notification on your email as well, and you can then check this portal. And the same way, you can send me your messages as well. So just below this message, do you see the two forms that I've sent?
Let me see.
Yep. When you scroll down the message, you'll see those two forms.
I don't know why I can't. My computer doesn't seem scrolling here. I've been quick as I want to be at home, right?
Yep. You need to.
Okay, so view inbox. That's the one that I want to be in, right?
Yep, that is correct. So once you click on inbox, let me know once you're there.
So Josh B. added a message, welcome to onboard.
Yep, click on that. Yep, click on that message. Yes.
Yep, got that. Hello, Peter. Welcome aboard.
And you're able to read the whole message. We hope this finds you well and everything.
Yep.
Awesome, you're there. So once you scroll down, you will be able to see the two forms that I have attached. Do you see those as well?
Yeah.
Awesome. You got that. So what I would be needing from your end is that you would need to download these two forms. You would see an option which says download all. Once you download those, what I would be needing is you need to fill out these two forms and send them back to me along with the manuscript that you have. You mentioned that you have multiple files that needs to be arranged. So you can send all those multiple files to me along with these two forms that I have shared with you. And how you can do that is when you scroll down a bit more below these two forms, you will see an option which says add reply. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Awesome. So once you click on add reply, you will be able to type your message just like we send an email. Similar way, you'll be able to type your message over here, which says type your message here. So that is like the email box. And just below that box, you will see an option which says attach a file. Do you see that option as well, attach a file?
I do, yep.
Awesome. So this is how easy it is to use the portal. So basically, once you click on add reply, you can type your message and can also attach your file over here once you click on attach file and then click on post reply. So that is how we're going to be go ahead.
Okay. I've got probably 360 different files in one. They're all separate Word files. So I probably need to, let me look here.
And do you have like an idea how you would need to have those files sorted out, or you would want us to sort them out completely?
Well, I've got them, some of them sorted. And part of them, some of them are, that's part of the reason I got you guys involved, because I need you to help me sort this.
Gotcha.
This is my wife, not mine. So,
okay.
Looking at Marine's file here, and what I'd like to do is you walk me through how do I make a zip file of all these files. To add the file.
Yep.
Or if I click on them, will that do it?
Yep. So once you click on attach file, you will be able to upload the file from your system over here in this portal, and then you need to click on post reply.
Hold on.
Sure.
This attach a file. I'm going to attach 360 files.
Sure, you can share the zip file. I will have my team look into that.
I'm not getting the files. I'm able to add files.
Yep, so once the files are added, you would just need to type a one-liner message.
Hold on just a minute.
Sure, sure.
Okay, there are the files. Okay, I've got all the files to upload. And then there's one file. I'm going to upload these. I don't know if it's doing anything.
Sure. Does it say file being uploaded, or does that show you an option where the files are being uploaded or something like that?
I don't see one, Josh.
Okay.
I selected all those files, and I've gone into your email. It says add files, so I click on that.
And just above the option where it says add files, do you see the file name being added or the file being shown that it's attached?
Hold on. I get a message that says my files exceed my capacity to store them.
Okay, in that case, the files would be too heavy. So what you need to do is you need to send the files bit by bit. So you can attach like 10 files once, and then you can share that. Or let me do one thing. I am sending you an email right now, Peter. You can reply back to me with the files on that particular email. And then moving onwards, the next files that we will be sharing, we can communicate further on the portal in that case. All right? So for the initial files, since they're too long, you can send that to me on the email.
I'm out. Do you know how to do zip files?
Yep. You just in order to do zip files, you would need to just drag the whole folder and drop it down to the message.
To your message?
Yep. Just give me 1 second. Let me send you an email from my end. You can reply back to that, and that will allow you to attach all the files. All right?
Yeah.
All right. Just give me one brief second. Well, Peter...
I got one here at 12:37. Is that you? No. That's the first one you said.
I need to fly back to this email with the files as discussed. The phone. Let me send you the message real quick. I will be CCing my associate as well, who's going to be working on your project further as well. I'm going to be overlooking your project overall, and I'll have one of my associate working on daily basis as well. So I'll CC him in the email as well, so that he can get the files as well. All right.
Did you just send me another email?
Nope, not right now. I'm just composing the email. I'll let you know once I send you the email. Just give me one brief minute.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, I've sent you the email from my end. You can just refresh your email once and check the junk and spam folder as well.
Okay. Okay, I don't know that I got another email from you yet.
Kindly check your junk or spam folder as it might be there.
I did.
And I've sent it to your Comcast email directly.
Okay. I've got one that was sent at 12:37.
That would not be the one. Just sent you lately, just right now.
Oh, there it is. 12:54. Hi, kindly reply with the file discussed above the phone. There it is.
Yep.
Okay, now. I've got two of those. So what do you want me to do?
So what you need to do is you can just reply back to the same email with the two forms that I have sent to you. You can just download those, fill them out, and share them with me along with the files that you have on your end. The 360 files that you said that you have, you can share those in this email, and it will allow you to attach over here.
So if I respond, if I reply to the...
Yep. So simply what you can do is you can reply to this email with the files, with the manuscript that you have. You mentioned that you have all multiple documents, just like you mentioned that you have like 300 plus different files. So you can attach all those files in this same email because you were unable to do that in the Teamwork portal that we were logged in. So you can simply reply back to this email and I'll have it attached on that portal.
Hold on just a minute. Okay, there's that email. Reply to that email, right?
Yep, that is correct. Reply to all, and you can attach your files there.
Like I got them all. I'm going to choose those files. I think it's working on it.
Awesome. Sounds great. Yep. Because that portal has a limit to attach a particular amount of file, a particular size. So that is why it wasn't allowing you to attach all the files.
Boy, there was something else that I didn't anticipate. Looks like you got her ancestry.
It's going to be taking some time because obviously the file may be too big. And is there an estimated page count that you might have or you might think of?
I don't have an estimated page count, but I have a file count. There's 360 files. So pages, they're probably between, I mean, some of them are just a paragraph, you know, a quarter of a page, and some of them are three or four pages.
Okay,
so that's the reason I want you guys to kind of go through them and take a look at them, and I'll have, you know, maybe whoever's doing the work on your team, I can have a conversation with them first to let them know what they're working with.
Sure, I got your point.
Okay, so... I don't know if it got all the files. What's all that? Oh, there's a whole bunch more files. There's a family tree file. Holy moly. Well, I'm going to send it to you, Josh, and see what you think
sure.
of it.
Sure.
Okay.
You can take your time and you can send them over to me. That is completely fine. If you would want, I can give you a call back shortly
what
as well.
Mail, it says, would you like to send these attachments using MailDrop? I've never done that before. MailDrop can deliver large attachments using iCloud. They will be available for the next 30 days.
No, we won't be able to receive it via iCloud. You could just send over it via email only.
Okay.
You can take your time. You can take your time and send those files over to me with your ease. And just make sure that you're also sending over the two forms that I have shared with you. So let me explain you how that is going to work next. As soon as I receive the files, I am going to have my associate assigned to your project. I'm going to be looking at your project overall, and my associate will be looking into this on day-to-day basis. So he's going to be working on this project further, and we're going to have it assigned to the writing team, who's going to brainstorm how they're going to move forward, and we're surely going to schedule your call with them as well to guide you about the roadmap, how we're planning to proceed forward.
Okay, let me get back to your mail, Josh.
Sure.
Two files. Let me get to those. Hold on.
Sure.
Hold, Josh. You gotta forgive me.
No worries at all. You can take your time, or if you want, I can have you call back later down the road as well.
Okay, here is Josh. There's one. Which one has it? Okay, I got the two files. The first one's a book cover.
Yep.
I'll download that. Okay, so let's see. What's the usual standard size for a book, Josh? 8.5 by 11, or?
Okay, that is going to be a big book. If you're looking forward to a memoir, or if you're looking forward to a novel style book, like the short books, the standard size is A6 by 9, because 8.5 by 11 is a long book, and those are usually recommended for illustrations. So for books like normal reading books, those are 6 by 9.
Okay, it doesn't show me any field to just say 6 by 9 in there.
Yep, so that
There's
is
no
the standard
field.
Size. I'm sorry?
Or do you want it to be standard? I guess the answer is yes.
6 by 9 is the recommended size, which is like reader friendly as well. It's a little bigger than the pocket novel that we usually see. So those are the standard size. However, after we review your file, we can best recommend the trim size to you as well. So once we go through all the files, seeing how the book formats or how the book sums up, then we'll guide you further on if there's another trim size that we recommend, or if there's another trim size that we should look forward to. So we'll keep you updated with that as well. But the standard, you can select 6 by 9 for now.
Okay, so I've looked at that one. I'm going to close it. I'm going to save it. The Penguin book, what's this one? Ghost Service Questionnaire, client name. Did I use my name or my wife's, the author's name of all these?
For the client name, you can use your name, and for the author name down, you can use your wife's name. That is completely fine.
I don't know what page count is. I'm going to put the category in. Memoir. How am I supposed to answer these questions? I'm highlighting my answer in red or something.
Yep, that is correct. You just highlight your answers and that would be sufficient. Let me know if you need any of my help, Peter. I'm here.
I think I've got it here. Let me save this file.
Sure.
Okay. Let me see if I got them so I can just send them back to you.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Okay, that was good. Okay, I think that looks good. Okay, just send it, Josh.
Sure, let me refresh my email. Okay, I haven't gotten it as of yet. I'm just trying to refresh my inbox as well. Just give me a minute or two.
I think what's happened, maybe that one with all the files, Josh,
mm-hmm.
It's still trying to send it.
Okay, it could probably be that way that since the files may be large, it may take some time for the email to receive on my end. Could be possible.
Hold on. It should show that it's sent, because I did send it. Yeah. Hi.
Yep.
Say hi.
Hi, Mary.
I'm here with
Oh, good. Thank you.
Nice to meet you. I'm going to talk back.
okay.
for my next evaluation.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think I'm going to recommend we continue to listen to her.
Thank you. I think she needs it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, thanks.
So, all right,
thanks. Okay. Still there, Josh?
Yep, I'm here.
I had a hospice nurse for my wife was here to be certified.
God bless. God bless.
Hold on here. How come I don't? I mean, those. You sent me an email.
Can you check your sent items if the email went through?
I don't see any. Went on. Here's one 526. That's not one. I don't see that it went through. Let's see here. Let me open it up. If I answer it and I attach files, I do files. Make sure they're all in there. Looks like it. Choose file. I went through this before. It looked like, yeah, it's doing the same thing. It populated all the files and some photographs and stuff there.
Okay. Okay, so what you can do is you can just click on send and wait for a couple of minutes since there are, like, the file size may be high. That is one of the reasons why email may take some time to get sent on my end. So how about you just click on send right now, and if I get it within the next 30 minutes, I'll keep you up to date on this.
Okay, so you said try sending an email format, right? Don't use Maildrop.
Yep. Try sending an email, and once you send that email, you can just wait for 30 minutes. I'll give you a call in the next 30 minutes and let you know of the progress if I have received the email or not. All right?
Thanks.
Sure. Sounds great. So shall I give you a call in the next 30 minutes?
That'd be good.
Sure. I'll be calling in the next 30 minutes. All right?
Okay.
Thank you.